Welkom to ons program Dit en Dort. Dit is een program waar met verschiedenste mensen gereed wordt om verschiedenste thema's. We hopen dit een interessante program voor jullie is en dat het een zeeën kon zijn. Dit en Dort wordt uitgemerkt in Rutgeschacht bij de Brik 105.9 FM uit Elmer, Ontario. Wanneer jij iemand kan, wil je geloven een interessante persoon wordt zijn, te met wingen holen hebben, bitte laat ons weten. Check on sein E-Mail to radio@msion.org. Wir wünschen Ihnen einen guten und gesegneten Tag, wo immer Sie nirut sind. Nun wieder mit den Winger Holung für Fandel. Welkom alle to Hörche zu diesem Dit und Dort Programm. Fandel habe ich wahre, was frische Jas für euch mitreden do. Diese Bär kann auch wahre nicht plottisch. Aber die Wingerholung, die wir hören, ist ein sehr wichtiges Thema, das nötig ist für jede eine zu mehr von lernen. Besonders wegen dieser kommenden Weg, die National Drowning Prevention Week, ist National Verdrinken Verbien Week. Dort ran von Juli den 20. durch bis den 26. Ich kam im Studio mit mir Nathan McIntyre und Briar McCallihot. Die schaffen top mit dieser wichtigen Arbeit, aber haben auch gepoht eher eine Dinge, wo sie mehr angeliert haben. Briar schafft im Ganzen mit verdrinken Sachen, was in irgendeiner Stadt passieren kann, im Pool oder Schwammlach, im Meer, Lecken, Riefasch und sogar im Bootwundbahn. Wo immer Wut ist, kann verdrinken passieren. Briar McCaw ist auch der Co-Chair von der Elgin County Drowning Prevention Coalition. Und Nathan McIntyre schafft mehr direkt mit Sachen, was im Lecken passieren kann, und prüft alle Belege, was Menschen jahreslang all am gewusst haben, was im Wirklichen nicht abträglich ist, dort zu ändern. Er schafft am Menschen die rechte Information zu geben, besonders über so, was auf Englisch Rip Currents genannt ist. Auf Plottisch würde vielleicht ewige Satz sein, zu rietend Wutestreuen. Nathan McIntyre ist von der Rip Current Information Project, das ein Non-Profit oder eine Organisation ohne Verdienst, die schafft, Bewusstheit am Rip Currents in die Great Lakes wiederzubringen. Wir haben von vielen verschiedensten Dingen geredet. So viel, dass ich die Wingerholung kann, müsst in zwei Teilungen verteilen. Hart war der nächste Weg, den zweiten Teil zu hören. Der Part von der Wingerholung, wo die zu dieser Weg von hören waren, ist, wo Nathan seine Arbeit redet und wo Briar mitteilen wird, die Arbeit, die selber so wie die tun haben, und Informationen rüberzubringen zu der Nachbarschaft. Sie haben auch einmal mit MCS geschafft und planen wieder mit Ernt und auch andere Organisationen mehr zu schaffen. Sie haben für den National Verdrinken Verbien Weg verschiedenste Dinge geplant, Bewusstheit von Verdrinken wieder in die Nachbarschaft zu bringen. So als on Juli den 19. planen sie hier in Elmer ein Top-Treffen zu haben, wo Kinder für frisch schwammen können oder erwachsene wie immer, wo soll von Tag 1 mit 30 Minuten bei Tag 4 nur mehrach geholen sein. Du planen sie auch verschiedenste andere Organisationen zu haben, so als Elmer Police in der Malahide 4 Station. Sie wollen die Gelegenheit haben, zum ein Preis gewinnen, wann sie ein Donation geben don, und wollen Dinge haben für Kinder, zum Tischen und so weiter. Und sie haben auch die Gelegenheit, zum ein Schwarmwast anpassen, so dass sie wissen, wo ein Schwarmwast wird passen sollen. Und Sonntag, Juli den 20. haben sie auch ein Top getroffen, ein bisschen so aus das geplant für St. Thomas, und Juli den 25. ein großen Top getroffen, bei Shaw's Ice Cream, was bei der Dairy Bar und Sunset Road in St. Thomas ist. Diese Top-Treffen wird noch viel mehr haben, als was bei der Unterbeid sind, und sie stehen in Top mit vielen, vielen Organisationen, diesen Mensage rüttekriegen, weil es, so ist Briar mitteilen wird, unsere Familien in Nachbarschaft sicher holen, als ein Vernehmen, was wir alle in der Nachbarschaft fair verantwortlich sind. Wir müssen Topfuten, ein den anderen Sachen zu holen, zu schützen und verdrinken fertigen. Die Top-Treffen sind nicht gemeint als ein formeller Treffen, wo die Redner wollen sein und Klassen und so weiter, Leiwa dit soll bloß ein Schein taubkommen sein, wo jeder einer to angelot as in Korn kum bloß hei sein, irgendwer Frauas aufreuen, wann je nischrichtet wot sein, oder je darwen mit Heim reden und ja noch bloß rumkicken, wann je wollen. Wir haben noch viel geredet, an wo wichtig Sache hat im Boot as. In don't o sit ein Boot mit ein Motor as, oder ein Paddleboot, oder ein Kajak. Die kann hostig gefährlich werden, wann eine nicht Dinge im Verrät reitmerkt, Sache zu bleiben. Der letzte Part, wo ich mitteilen will, unseren Ungeholung, und dann wo ich die Ungeholung spielen, ist wo wichtig in Schwarm warst as, besonders im Boot. Ich teile mit, dass ich mal, wo ihr lest hat, dass der einzige Schwarm warst, wo ich raten kann, ist der, wo einer ohnhaft. Breyer antwort, wo reich der wird sein, und dort sei mal ein Bildchen seinen hat, wo dort beweist ein Boot, der Schwarm warst, wo dem Boot wir, und dann bloß ein Arm, wo der eben Boot lang deit, und sagt, sei er der Schwarm warst, aber hat nicht die Kraft, ihm der Schwarm warst nehmen, oder sich selbst drei im Boot anrieten. Ein Bild sagt für ein viel mehr, als was wir kennen. Und was dieses Bild beweist, ist krank, so als ich es sehe. Der einzige Schwarm was, was einem raten kann, ist der, was einer ohnhaft. Naja, das ist genug dann für nun. Ich bete, dass diese Ungeholung für jünd ein Sehen ist, jünd viel lernen kann. In irgendeiner Zeit, wenn die Meier Freus haben, dann riecht ut und wir waren ans Bastet down, jünd die ohnhaften. Weil wir dann hier mal wieder nur unseren Ungeholung kirchen. Welcome to Breyer McCaw and Nathan McIntyre. Welcome, everyone. I have Nathan McIntyre with me and Breyer McCaw. Welcome to both of you. If you could each, so maybe we'll start with Nathan. Talk a little bit about yourself, what it is you do, and it's just kind of a broad overview of yourself.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for having us today. I'm really pleased to be here and be able to talk about this. Yeah, my name is Nathan McIntyre, Nate McIntyre. I've recently started the Rip Current Information Project. So it's a registered not-for-profit, and we're advocating for or just bringing awareness to the community, both public and government, that we have a hidden danger in our Great Lakes that not many people are very aware of. Mm-hmm. And it's called rip currents, and it's often, I guess, misrepresented as undertow.
Undertows.
Yeah, we're trying to help people understand what's actually happening. And furthermore, we're trying to, I guess, create a water safe culture while implementing new, quote unquote, new, it's up to date and accurate information on our Great Lakes beaches. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, we're trying to, across Elgin County wide, we're working on that, but we're hopefully taking this model provincially so that every Great Lakes beach across all of Ontario has the exact same wording, the exact same information, and also provides site-specific or beach-specific warnings or hazard warnings as to what we're seeing on those particular beaches.
Because it probably changes a little bit beach per beach and
beach
stuff like
beach.
And
absolutely.
Whether it's a lake or
each
pond
pool
or
is kind of unique to its own pool, right? Sometimes the deeper end is a little deeper in some pools or the shape is different or there's different hazards at different facilities. So we just need to be specific and make the public aware of those specific hazards.
Yeah, be more aware of that.
Yeah.
So we'll get into a little more into that in a bit. But how about first Breyer McCaw? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Breyer. I am from the Elmer area my entire life. And so I co-chair the Elgin County Drowning Prevention Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So the coalition is kind of neat because it is focused on advocacy, education, and kind of community engagement on all things water safety and drowning prevention.
Yeah.
So it's neat because we encompass a lot of relevant collaborators and stakeholders, organizations. So Nate with his Rip Current Project is included with us. We also have the hospital, St. Thomas Elgin General, OPP, all different fire services, mm-hmm. the YWCA for their swim lessons, City of St. Thomas for their swim lessons. And then we start bringing other partners in like MCS, also bring in the St. Thomas Local Immigration Partnership.
Okay.
We've worked with different family service organizations because there's really a lot of people that are relevant to the water safety and drowning prevention problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we are affiliated with the Life Saving Society of Ontario as well. And we kind of work under their guiding principles and also through like kind of a Canadian lens. There's mm-hmm. lots of connections there at the Drowning Prevention Coalition, but really we're community grounded. So all the stuff we do is kind of for the community, guided by the community, really just trying to educate and advocate for a better water safe community.
Yes. Yes. Because I feel like keeping our community safe is a community initiative. All of us need to work together because sometimes maybe one person may not notice what's happening, but another does. So it takes a community to work together to keep all of us safe.
It's kind of our collective responsibility is the way I like to frame it. Like it's a really good example where we have certain people who may be experts or more knowledge. And if, even if you're not the most educated, if you recognize that today's a rough day at the beach and you see a family beside you, how can you educate them too, right? There's a lot of different ways. So I think that's like the biggest thing about the coalition is like we really just value everybody in the community. And that's kind of how we like to set our initiatives up and try and collaborate with everybody. So it's been really great working with Nate and his expertise in that area because it really – it brings a lot to the coalition, having someone who's so knowledgeable and is really wanting to educate. So it's been a really fun partnership to work together on.
You mentioned you have something coming up July 19th. Now, is that an open event or
so,
you want to talk a little bit about that?
National Drowning Prevention Week is kind of led by the Life Saving Society of Ontario. And it's from July 20th to the 26th. So during that week, we have a variety of events across Elgin County to really highlight how can we be water safe. Let's talk about life jackets, like talk about brick currents, swim lessons, boating safety, all these different things. And so we kind of have a few different events in the town of Elmer to kick off. So on July 18th, we have a proclamation that's being done by the town of Elmer. So they're going to proclaim this week as National Drowning Prevention Week in the town of Elmer.
So kind of like get it going, get it started.
Just bring, so they'll raise our flag at town hall. That'll go up for the entire week. And basically it's saying town of Elmer is really committed to this problem down the line. And now. So that will be on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, the 19th, we have a free swim that's sponsored by Elmer Express.
Okay.
So that's at the Elmer Pool outdoor on Myrtle Street. And so it's free. It's from 1:30 to 4. And basically what will be there is Elmer Police will be there. We have Malahide Fire coming with their truck. And then the Elgin County Drowning Prevention Coalition will be there with coloring pages and resources. We'll have life jackets for people to try on to see the proper fit. We'll have some raffles. So if people want to donate in fundraising, we have a lot of different prizes that have been donated. So really, we're there to kind of just be this public education kind of pop-up booth to talk about the week. We have a swim in St. Thomas as well on the Sunday. So that's at JC's Pool again. It'll be free. And then on July 25th, we have a really big event at Shaw's Ice Cream at the Dairy Bar on Sunset. So a lot of really big players. So OPP, Nate's going to be there with Rip Current, the Coast Guard, the Life Saving Society is coming down. Some lifeguards will be there. We have all different representatives for swim lessons, Elgin Tourism. So it's going to be this huge event actually on World Drowning Prevention Day, which is recognized by the World Health Organization. It's globally recognized. And so we're kind of all getting together on that day and lighting it up blue, so to say.
I like that.
To kind of just recognize and let's all commit to putting an effort to preventing drowning in our community.
Yeah. And is this very informal in a sense? So there's not any formal type of speech or education or anything. It's just a very informal, informational type.
Pop in, come say hi, and ask as many questions as you want.
That's
exactly. So if you want to learn about something specifically, maybe maybe for example you have an interest in how does OPP run some of their boats out on the water, or maybe you're in
boat safety as well as a huge one.
Or for example, we'll have like auxiliary Coast Guard, like they're going to be there talking a lot about boat safety for us. So for example, like what marine radio stations can you tune in, how can you check the weather before boating, what are all the essential things. And boating also extends beyond just power boats. We think it's very much power boats or fishing boats, like a lot of the commercial stuff, but it's canoes, it's kayaks, it's stand-up paddle boards, it's boating boating counts as boating at spring water in a canoe, right? So we have a lot of those conversations, which is really cool. So yeah, it's very informal. You can come drop by, you can come learn a little bit, come learn even like you want to understand why swim lessons are important, or you want to try on a life jacket, you want to learn more about rip currents. Like all of these collaborators are going to be here to kind of say this problem is important. We're all standing together on it. And it's really a neat way to show our community that all of these organizations are trying to push this message out. And I think that's like I said, we're community grounded. Like that event is like everyone from the community is going to be there. And so I'm hopeful that there'll be a good turnout and we get to see lots of people. So same thing with Elmer. Like Elmer will be there. We'll have not as many partners, but people can drop by with questions. We'll have lots of different volunteers kind of here to say, do you have questions? Do you want to try on a life jacket? Do you want to grab a coloring page for your kids?
So you'll have things for the children to do to kind of engage them as well. So in St. Thomas and Elmer, the two different ones, are they going to be somewhat similar? Only St. Thomas is going to be bigger?
So they'll be very similar actually in the event where we'll both kind of have a presence from OPP and police and fire and then as well as the coalition. And so then we're kind of there promoting the free swim in a supervised setting. So that's also something that's really big that we talk about, wanting to swim in supervised settings. And so that kind of promotes going to the pool and swimming in that. And it's super great that we have community partners who are willing to sponsor that free swim for us. And so that's the big thing. And then also just that educational piece, super informal. People can come by without any kind of stress or pressure and a presentation type thing. It's let's just have this conversation. What are you interested about? What do you want to learn? And how can you make your family, your community, your friends safer?
And the mention with the life jackets, I feel like that's key, because I heard a phrase once, the only life jacket that can save you is the one you're wearing. Often people, they have the life jackets with them, but they don't put them on.
There's lots of new initiatives and campaigns out there. The OPP has created some great videos this year that they're sharing.
I'll have to look those up.
Transport Canada as well.
And then the Canadian Safe Boating Council is also, they're incredible.
The County Drowning Prevention Coalition has also started a new initiative, the Ryan Davies Project, which is facilitating the life jacket loaner programs in different communities. Across Elgin County.
Interesting. And then we're also working with City of St. Thomas to improve, so some of their inland, so Lake Margaret, Pinafore, we're working on installation of safety boot, like safety rings and reaching poles, and then proper signage to educate. So that's also part of that project too. So there's a lot of great people who have great resources and like reminders, and you are so right. The only life jacket should be the one you're wearing to save you, right? Like the way you phrase that is really beautiful, because there's a really great graphic done by the Canadian Safe Boating Council, and it's someone's arm hanging over the side of a boat reaching for their life jacket. And there, and it really tugs on your heartstrings, because it makes
Picture
you realize
says a thousand words.
Exactly. And it's just like we get in a car and we put on our seatbelts. We should be getting on a boat and putting on our life jacket. We should be taking the same precautions on our waterways and taking that same level of seriousness that we do on our roads.
Yeah. It's no different than with bicycles and helmets. Like I've been at a lot of bicycle safety events where they stress the safety of helmet, and not just a helmet, but a proper fitting one.
You want it to be fit. Yeah, and
it's up to our older, you know, generations in our community to really help the younger generations understand this is a pretty cool thing to do. It's like it's cool to come back at the end of the day, do you know?
100%.
And we can explore these massive bodies of water, the Great Lakes or other, you know, safely. And there's so much fun to enjoy. We just have to learn a few things and that's all.
And I think
furthermore, one thing, sorry to interrupt, one thing I just wanted to say too is we are trying to extend broadly across Elgin County too.
Okay.
And we're looking for volunteers to help us do that, right? So a couple of other outreaches, you know, we're trying. We're only so many people. So there are other events across Elgin County as well in Drowning Prevention Week. So in Burwell, they have a children's festival. I forget the name of it, but it's on the 19th in Vienna. And the Rip Current Information Project is going to have a table there as well with a volunteer there. And Briar and I are going to be popping up throughout the week to offering surveys on the beach, talking about what people already know, just trying to get a handle on what people know, and some data, just kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's
about
important to know.
Just to kind of record some of that too. So we might be popping up in Port Burwell or Port Stanley potentially on the beaches there too, just to kind of ask some people some questions.
But that is a good note, volunteers, like, and really, you don't have to have really any experience.
I was going to say, when you say volunteers, because it's like, do you need someone who has experience
whatever
in certain areas?
Everybody has something cool, right, about them, right? So like, whatever whatever you got, just bring that skill set with you, and we'd love to work with that skill set.
And that's a neat thing. Like, if you either have your own, like, personal experience not dealing with drowning, or you don't, you're just think this is important and I want to donate my time. That's one of those things. There's so many things that we can find spaces, and like, Nate and I have big goals. We have big dreams. And
That's wonderful.
But you need a village to do it, right? Yeah. So if anybody is interested, that's always like something that's really beneficial. Right. And like, it's neat too, because once you start bringing different people from different communities or groups in, you now extend your reach that much further.
Yeah.
So.
And then it also brings the different perspectives.
Absolutely.
Right? Because everybody has a different lived experience and different perspective, and culturally or experience-wise or whatever it is.
Community grounded.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important, it's right? Important, because we want to keep our families safe.
As many different vantage points to look at, as drowning is a very unique problem, really. You know, it's not just the people understand the currents. It's also psychologists and, like, why do people walk past the signs? Yeah. Or where do we need to put them? Or what do we need to put on the road? There's so many different facets, right?
You mentioned drowning is such a complex problem, right? So, for example, in our lakes, yes, we have rip currents and other water currents and things at play, but it's also, have we taken swim lessons? What's the culture around that? Have we grown up in a water safe area that people are preaching these things, right?
And swimming is so unique in that you need to be conditioned in order to do it well. We're not creatures of the water. So to swim well, again, your muscles need to be conditioned. So you can tire quickly without all the bulk, without all the heavy clothing.
And,
so when you add that extra weight, it's a tremendous amount of weight that takes something so fast and silent like drowning and accelerates it much faster, much faster, and it's already so fast.